Meseches Maizer Sheni, Perak Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Hamolich Peres Maizer Sheni mi Makum Hayokir le Makum Hazol. What happens if you take Maizer Sheni fruits and you transport them from a place where they are more expensive to less expensive? Oh, Makum Hazol le Makum Hayokir. Or you take them from a place where they are cheaper to a place where they're more expensive. Podehu Kisha'ar Mikalimo. You can redeem them based on their value at that place. We know that Maaser Sheni can be redeemed for more portability onto money. However, what happens if the Maaser Sheni has changed value because the market is different in a different city? Would we assume that the Maaser Sheni should retain its most expensive value and you'd have to pay out of pocket for the lack of Maaser Sheni which you would have? Or does it follow the market value? The Mishnah says it follows the market value. Hamevi Paris Minagorin Lair, Kadayan Minhagas Lair, Shashevach Lasheni, Vitzios Mi Beso. Well, what happens if I'm taking my peros from the threshing floors or from the wine presses to the city where I can sell them? If there has been a profit, any of the profit goes to Maaser Sheni, because if the price changes from the way selling it around my house to selling it in the marketplace, any profit is Maaser Sheni. However, if I incur an expenditure in bringing the fruits to the marketplace, I have to pay that out of my own pocket, and I cannot use Maaser Sheni or subsume the cost of transport for Maaser Sheni out of the actual value of Maaser Sheni. Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues with its discussion on variable market values. Podim Maaser Sheni Kishar Hazol. We redeem Maaser Sheni at its lowest possible value. So I have Maaser Sheni, I want to transfer its value onto coins for ease of transfer. What's the rate that I can transfer it on? How much money buys how much grapes, for example? The rate that we use, Kemos Shechanvani Lokeach. However much the seller can get it wholesale. So I have a fruit store, and the grapes are not going to be the value that I sell them to the consumer. They're in fact going to be the value that I buy them from the distributor before I mark up the price in order to be able to make a profit on them. So it's kemosh chenvani lokeach, it's wholesale, v'lo kemosh shehu mocher, and not the price which it is retail, how much I'm selling it to everybody else. It's not the price the consumer gets, it's how much I buy them so that I can resell them. In a similar vein, Mishnah is now going to discuss how much the coins are worth also. We know that nowadays coins are coins, but back then coins were worth differing values depending on the amount of precious metals in the coin as well. How much is a coin worth? So the value that we follow with a coin is kemosh shulchani poret. It's the amount that the money changers will use, v'lo kemosh shehu mitzarif, and not based on the value of the people who make the coins. So we're being machmir, we're being stringent on both sides. On one hand, the amount that your Maaser Sheni will be worth will be the least, and the amount that the buying power of the coin will be also the least, so that the coin will get less money, will get less fruit for it, and at the same time, the fruit will bring less coin in. So the coin will be expensive when you're trying to redeem it onto the coins, and the fruit will be least expensive when you're trying to take the kedusha and put it off. So more grapes will buy less money, for example. Additionally, the Mishnah continues, Ve'ein poydin Maaser Sheni achsara. We don't just have a pickup Maaser Sheni exchange. You can't just say, oh, I'll give you this for that. that it all has to be lefi acheshbon, has to go in according with actual values. Eshadam of yiduim yipade al pi eid echad. If we know how much things are worth already, all you need is one aid, one witness to witness this transaction. The eshadam of yiduim. If we don't have a clear view of what the prices are, yipade al pi shalosha. You have to get three experts to come and assess the value of everything which is taking place in this transaction. Kigon hayayin shekaram opeir shekivu o umaus shechilu. For example, if my wine starts to go bad, my fruit starts to rot, or the money starts to lose its value, I need to bring in the experts to tell me how much money all of these things are worth.